Joining me for Tech Talk, a very good morning to Trevor Long. Trevor, gift cards, popular gift, but there's a new service out there if you want one fast, right?
Yeah, and this is fully digital. So instead of going to the service station, supermarket, wherever it is, to buy a gift card for someone on your way to lunch for their birthday, instead, why don't you buy their gift card while you're sitting across from them at the birthday party? So this is special.com.au. So basically, they have a range of gift cards in, shall I say, themes. So basically, you pick a gift card theme, might be latte lover, and that gift card will be valid at cafes and restaurants. You might choose tech head, which would be valid at the big retailers. So there's a whole range of them, but it's delivered to them electronically, and then they open it up in an app, which enables the card digitally on their phone. So they can just tap and go with their phone to actually use that gift card. A very cool, very simple, easy-to-use service that's going to save some headaches when we realise you forgot that present.
Trevor, my father always said to me that you don't reinvent the wheel. That is something that's very, very simple and very, 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 very smart.
Yeah, the fact that it's fully digital makes it brilliant because it means that you carry the gift card with you in your phone all the time. In the app, you can see the balance remaining on the gift card, which is something you never really know with gift cards. So it means nothing goes to waste.
Love it. Hey, look, LG's just released their 2022 TV range. This is a bit different from LG, isn't it? Or is it just me being old-fashioned?
Look, the bulk of the range is the same. There's 42 different televisions starting from about $1,000. But the top of the pops is really, if you win Powerball this week, $129,999 will get you the OLED-R from LG. This is an OLED TV, so beautiful, stunning picture quality. But it comes hand-delivered, white gloves, to your home and installed. And it's this beautiful kind of silver metal box that sits, I'd say, 40 centimetres from the ground. But it's actually, the bottom of it is a void, see-through. And then there's this box that's probably 30, maybe 25 centimetres square. And inside that is your TV. When you press the button, it actually rolls out of the box like a piece of Glad wrap coming out of the box. It's unbelievable. And it looks spectacular. But sadly, most people, it's just a dream.
That would be a great gift right there. There's also another one for $17,000, isn't there?
Yeah, the $17,000 one's also a bit funky. It leans up against your wall at a 5-degree angle, has this large stand at the bottom, which is covered by a fabric case. But when the TV's off that fabric, goes up on a motor and covers the TV. So the TV is left with just about 15, 20 centimetres showing, and that's where the date, the time, your music might play. So it's kind of a work of art for the home, the LG Art TV.
Okay, all right. Now, tell me this, something that I've wondered about for a lot of years now. How do scams work?
Look, I got one last week, and I thought I'd unpack this one, and that's why I wrote this article at EFTM.com. The text I got was from Optus Tech, and it said your security settings for your My Account should be updated, and it had a link. Now, I'm not with Optus, so I knew it was a scam. But if you were with Optus, you could easily fall for this. You click the link and you see the Optus website. It looks just like the Optus website, but it's not. They've copied the Optus website and they've put it in their own place. And when you enter your username and password, you've given that to the scammer. And that's the first thing. You're handing over your password, and that's something you've probably used at other sites. So they will try and then access all your other profiles. But when you then get to the next page, it asks for your name, your date of birth, your address, and your mother's maiden name. And if you hand those things over, you're handing over your identity. So the message here is that they're not always asking for money. They're not always asking you to sign away something financially. Often it's about getting your information, which is how they will then work to crack your bank accounts, apply for credit cards on your behalf, and make your life an utter misery. So be careful about what you hand over online. That's the message.
That is a very, very important message. Again, what was that website, EFTM.com?
EFTM.com, that's my website.
Trevor, great to catch up with you. We'll talk tech again next week.
Cheers, mate.